Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start with, you better bundle up out there. It is frighteningly cold this morning, bitter temperatures in the single digits and teens, but that wind is gusting, and that's no joke. Frostbite can happen in as little as 30 minutes.
David, you are exactly right. This is horrible. You know, I have walked every single day for over a year, and this is challenging. One of the things I intend to do is to try to do it inside the house, but I don't like it. It's no fun. But you have to do what you have to do in order to get the green line on my pedometer, and I'm doing my best. But in any case, David, the main thing here is that people should stay safe. If you walk outside now, and I know people who have died this way, a tree limb can fall off and fall right on your head. So it's not worth taking that chance. So everybody be careful. You know, world events are a mess. The relationship with Mexico is under real stress. The Mexican president, who was a pal of Donald Trump, is now having to come to visit with the president of the United States to try to fix up this relationship, which is in need of repair, that's for sure. So it's the black ice of international relations, say nothing of the killing of Khashoggi, who worked for the Washington Post. And now we have Biden, who said he would call them to account. Can't really do it. You can't really alienate the Mexicans. It's our border country. You can't really alienate the Saudis. They're too valuable to the way in which this country functions in the Middle East. They become a broker in so many cases, in so many ways. And so this is a very difficult time for Biden. And of course, the fact that Trump, who, as you know, is a lying liar, was largely responsible for the way in which our international relations are going, and he refused to cooperate in a transition, which has meant that Biden has had to play catch-up ball. I noticed that Biden, in the beginning, said he wanted everybody to play nice. Now he's getting tougher, that's for sure. He has to. He has to lay it at Trump's door because it deserves to be laid there. And that is a guy, Trump, who we know full well is a miscreant of the worst kind.
Alan, what are the implications of this? French court on Monday sentenced former President Nicolas Sarkozy to 3 years in prison for corruption and influence peddling, but suspended 2 years of the sentence. President from 2007 to 2012, he was found guilty of trying to legally obtain information from a senior magistrate in 2014 about an ongoing investigation into his campaign finances, an investigation won. Now from CNN this morning, Trump is facing probes from 5 independently elected investigators. What happens with Trump?
Well, yes, and the reason that this Sarkozy sentencing is so important is that it lays out precedent for what can happen to an international leader of a country, and Trump is going to face much of the same kind of criticism. It's one of the reasons I've always thought that Trump might run for president in order to protect himself. It's one of the reasons I think that he was so intent on staying president of the United States, because he thought that the kind of immunity that he would have and has had would continue.
Speaking of continue, Dr. Fauci saying that the U.S. must stick with two-shot strategy for Pfizer-BioNTech-Moderna vaccines. Of course, that's a reference to the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine that has been recently approved. The other issue, health officials are warning, with the variants that are out there, we should not be reopening things. And that's what we're seeing in New York and other states around the country. As the spring comes closer, the chances of infection rates going up again is a real possibility.
Well, that's right. We have to be very careful. We have been warned. We have been warned from the highest quarters of the Biden administration that this is no time to let down their guard. Look, I've been talking to people who have had both shots and who are extremely cautious. They're not taking their masks off. They are not rejecting the concept of social distancing. They're washing their hands, and they should be. We really don't know yet what all of the variances in the COVID makeup are going to be and whether we're going to need a booster shot to make sure that those people who have gotten the shot will not put themselves at great risk.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has put himself at great risk. Now a third woman has come forward. Anna Rook was at a wedding where she met the governor, and he is accused of an unwanted advance at the wedding, touching her lower back, putting his hands on her face. There's a picture, "Can I kiss you?" He is accused of saying this account following two separate accusations from former Cuomo aides that he sexually harassed them as state employees. The growing calls for the governor now, not just for the investigations, but to resign.
Well, we saw a sort of apology, but there are those people who are rejecting it and say it wasn't really an apology. Look, in this country, at this stage in our development, if anybody is accused, there is hell to pay. And he's having to go through his own version of that hell. The way in which this is coming is interesting because I'm getting an awful lot of mail from people who are saying the governor is being unfairly treated in all of this and comparing him to Donald Trump, who we know was engaging in all kinds of stuff that has never been resolved because he was the president of the United States. When you're the governor, you get called out, but you are not in the same position and with the same protections as the president is or was. So Cuomo has got to face this, and he is a tough guy. We all know that, and it's one of the reasons he's in this pickle, because it's a time like this you need friends, and he hasn't got very many to defend him, that's for sure.
Doesn't it make it much harder to govern under these circumstances?
It does. You got a budget to go through, David. You got to deal with the two leaders of both houses, Democrats, who are calling him out and saying these are very serious accusations. It weakens him in his negotiating position, that's for sure.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Thanks, Alan.
David, we all have to stay safe. Put another way, for all those people who don't wear masks, for all those people who think it's over, don't be stupid, because your family, your kids, your grandparents, your parents, everybody's depending on you to stay safe. So do it.